Come listen to a prophet's voice, faithful friends, by President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. One of the great tributes the Savior can give is to call us friends. You remember his words from the 84th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. And again I say unto you, my friends, I give unto you this commandment, that ye become even as my friends in days when I was with them, traveling to preach the gospel in my power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 77. We become his friends as we serve others for him. He is the perfect example of the kind of friend we are to become. Each of us who has made the baptismal covenant has promised to follow his example, to bear one another's burdens as he would. You have many opportunities to be a friend for him. It may be as you walk on a dusty road. It may be as you look for a place to sit at church. If you are watching, you will see someone carrying a heavy burden. It may be a burden of sorrow or loneliness. Living prophets of God have asked us to be faithful friends to those who come into the church as converts and to go to the rescue of those who have drifted away. We can do it, and we will do it if we always remember the Savior. And in time and in eternity, we will feel the joy of being welcomed to the company of his faithful friends. I pray for that blessing for all of us and for those we will serve. From Faithful Friends, Ensign, July 2010, page 4. Jesus Christ, our perfect friend. President Eyring said that Jesus is our perfect friend. These are some of the ways Jesus shows his perfect friendship for us. He wants what is best for us. He is happy when we are happy. He feels sorrow when we are sad or hurt. He suffered for our sins so we can return to his heavenly Father. Being a friend for Jesus. President Eyring said we can become Jesus' friend by being a friend to others for him. For example, help someone who is sad. Be a friend to someone who is lonely. Invite someone to come back to church. Always remember him. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Faithful Friends by President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency.